Welcome back to the CFL. Welcome back to Toronto and all the as you've talked about all the brand new challenges that this will bring with it.
Yeah, it is very exciting, and we're just taking it one day at a time. We got a bunch to do each and every day.
So, I mean, this has different levels to it, and I know at the end of the day, you know, you're coaching between the lines, you're coaching this football team. It's about wins and losses for you. There's a larger conversation, as you're well aware of, and yourself and Jim Popp, and you know, you're working in Montreal, and I don't want to say life was easy, but it was certainly less complicated. You had a nice little stadium, and you had great support, and you have Anthony Calvillo, and you're rolling to division championships and great cups, and the city embraces you, and you're not scratching and clawing for your piece of the pie. And Toronto, as the Argos have felt over the last, you know, 15, 20 years, it's just different. What is going to be the most difficult thing to get your foothold? Or for you, is it just, hey, we just got to win games?
Yeah, I think that you can, in life, you only control what you have the ability to do, and that's to, you know, I said it in the last line of our press conference. I said, you know, we want to put a football team on the field that the city and its fans can be proud of. I mean, that's the ultimate goal, and all the rewards that go with that, and that's really all we can do. And then we got to leave it up to everybody else to make their own decisions on what they want to do with that team. But you know, that's what we're going to focus on each and every day. We're going to put together our guys. We're going to build a team of leaders. We're going to try to play fundamentally sound football and smart football and fun football, and we'll see where that takes us. That's really all we can do. You can't worry about things that are just completely out of your hands.
Yeah, because in every other sport and every other market, and it would have been the same in Chicago or Montreal, the answer to every question in the sporting life is, well, win, right? if you win games, everything is easier. So I know it's a little different here in Toronto, but it shouldn't be that different for the Argos, should it?
No, it shouldn't. I mean, you know, we've got great ownership. We have a highly decorated general manager, and we just got to take it. I mean, it's going to be brick by brick from now until training camp, from training camp to the end of training camp, and from the start of season to the end of season, we'll be on this journey, and we're excited about it, and we're just going to try to be the best team we can be every day.
You guys announced Ricky Ray is going to go in. No surprise here as the starter. He is a Hall of Famer, as you called him. He's been around forever, like the big names in the CFL tend to do. I mean, we just see Henry Burris walk away, and you had Anthony Calvillo for years. Do you see similarities between Anthony and Ricky at all?
Well, you know, I haven't spent time with Ricky like I did with Anthony over 5 years. I got a different perspective of it, but you know, everything I've seen on his field when he's playing at a highly you know, a high level, you know, he's got as much ability and accuracy and leadership ability that certainly any of them have had. And he's proven that if we can keep him healthy and keep him standing and give him a chance to complete a throwing motion, we got a chance to move the football.
Mark Trestman joins us, the brand new head coach of the Toronto Argos. I know there's different layers to this one, but why come back to the CFL? Is it a matter of hey, like, you know, this is the opportunity, this is the job, maybe it's just about the money? Was there at all, and maybe it's family stuff, but was there at all an element of you've been there, done that? You know, you need a new challenge. Why now? Why this opportunity?
Well, that's a long-winded question, and you really had all the answers within the question. You know, there's a lot of different reasons. There's no one particular reason. You know, ultimately, I spent 5 years here and had more fun coaching football and enjoyed the game up here as much as I've enjoyed anything. And to be able to do it in a world-class city, a beautiful city, and to coach the game that I really enjoy coaching with people that I enjoy being with and players that I want to grow as players and men, I didn't see any reason why I shouldn't do it. And then, there, like you said, there are a layer of other reasons. There's family reasons. There's personal reasons. There's professional reasons that all go with that. And but ultimately, I wanted to be here, and I was grateful on the other side of it that those people who were making those decisions, you know, wanted me as well. And I think that when you're wanted and people, you know, have a sense of respect, I think it's something that you can't deny, and you want to be with people that want you to be with them.
There's still pressure to win in the CFL. It's not like you're not held accountable. We see coaches and GMs fired all the time, but it does feel different than the NFL, and I'm talking off the field too.
No, it doesn't. It actually doesn't.
Okay.
It's all the same. I mean, if I was coaching at junior high school, I'd feel the same way about, you know, wanting to help the guys be better and win games as I would at any level. I don't think it matters. I've coached at both levels, and I've coached at professional level on both sides. I don't feel any different when I walk in a locker room or into my office or to work or eat dinner, whatever it is. I feel the same things on both. I have felt the same things equally on both sides of the border.
You don't feel the market pressure? I mean, I'd love for the city of Toronto as a whole to feel the same way about the Argos as Bears fans do in Chicago, but we know that's not the case.
Yeah, and I think you're asking really good questions. I think this is a good one, too. But I don't have any sense to any of that. Didn't when I was coaching in Chicago, didn't when I was coordinator throughout the league. You know, that's all noise. You know, you have to stay focused on what you can control when you're coaching in this business. And so you have to eliminate the noise and go to work every day. And whatever pressure, if there is pressure you feel, or whatever anxiety, if there is anxiety that you feel, is no different. For me, it has not been any different, and I've experienced both. I didn't feel any different. You're not trying to please. What you're trying to do is you're trying to coach your players.
Yeah, he is Mark. Focused. He is Mark Trestman, the new head coach of the Toronto Argos. Your time in Chicago. I mean, this is funny because there's this cliche that we hear all the time from you know, athletes or coaches or even media members. And generally speaking, I don't agree with it, you know, but they say, hey, it's tough to win games in the NBA or Major League Baseball or the NHL. And I kind of roll my eyes. But when I look at the NFL, I do believe that to be true. And I know it's silly because one team wins every game and one team loses. But like a win in the NFL is such an agonizing thing to get through in a week of prep. And there seems to be so many good teams and so many tough divisions. And in Chicago, was that the most evident? I mean, wins, they are like gold, right?
Well, I can tell you this again. I mean, perception, whatever your perception is, that's what your reality is going to be. But it's hard to win in any sport on any given day because the level of competition is so equal that it's just as difficult no matter where you are. So, I mean, you can say it because it's the NFL, it's tougher, but it's exactly the same. Winning one game on a game day in any professional league, there is no difference. It's just as hard.
I don't know. This was obviously not a self-appointed nickname, but people call you the quarterback whisperer. Why do you think they call you that?
Well, I don't know why. That's ridiculous. But, you know, as I've said all the time, I've been really fortunate to cross paths with some really good quarterbacks that have played really well. And I've come across some quarterbacks who I couldn't get to the level that I wanted them to. So, you know, just whatever that day was that somebody decided that was, you know, that created perception, I have no control over that. But like I said, I've been very, very fortunate to cross paths with some really, you know, very good players who taught me to be a better coach.
It is interesting, and we've seen this change over just in recent years in the CFL. We become so familiar with these quarterbacks, and I don't know if it's the nature of the league. I don't know if it's the nature of, you know, these Hall of Fame athletes that have just been around for so long, but it's been a long time that we did not have a CFL that did not feature one of or some of Anthony Calvillo or Ricky Ray or Henry Burris, who just hangs it up, or Darian Durant or Kevin Glenn. You know, it's almost musical chairs sometimes. These guys are elder statesmen. You can't do that in other sports, but they keep getting jobs, and your quarterback will be Ricky Ray again. Why do you think that is? Is this just a golden age of talent? Is it the way the league is set up? I mean, we look at Bo Levi Mitchell and maybe Zach Caleros. It's been a long time since we've seen young talent like those guys come in. It's hard. It's a hard league to crack, basically.
Well, the other thing is that you know, the level of conditioning and training is so much different now than it has been years past. I mean, you know, just knowing Henry or knowing Anthony, the level of preparation and hard work and training that to keep their bodies right, their nutrition, you know, and they understand what it takes to be successful. You know, Steve Young played into his 30s, Rich Gannon played into his mid-30s. It's certainly viable. You see what's going to happen with Tom Brady. He's going to play to nearly 40. So more of that is certainly going on because quarterbacks are in better condition and better trained than they've ever been before. So, I mean, I can't speak for the present, you know, quarterbacks in the league because I haven't seen much of them, but I have seen Ricky Ray, and I know he's a hard guy to beat when he's standing in the pocket and he can complete a throw in motion.
What have you seen? What do you like about BMO Field? I love the idea of it last year. I thought that, you know, the Grey Cup was wonderful. It didn't necessarily take like I think they wanted it to, but listen, the stadium in Montreal when you were there certainly seemed to turn things around. Do you like your setup?
Oh, I thought, you know, I just saw it briefly, but I think it's a beautiful setup, and you know, we're hoping that we can put a team on the field that will bring people to watch us. You know, that's what we hope to do.
You said your approach has always been the same. Are you different now than last time you were in the CFL?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. I think substantively, no. I mean, you know, I still believe in the same things and the same way of doing things. Certainly, there's things that, you know, over time there may be structural things or practice things that go on. But I think the core values and focus on what we want to, how we want to try to get this done is, you know, is pretty much you know, where we're going to go this time around.